This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Breaking news this morning, a partial building collapse in Miami. Not clear yet what caused the collapse near 88th Street and Collins Avenue. No reports yet of injuries or casualties. President Biden will be in North Carolina today, urging Americans to get vaccinated. Missouri is seeing an alarming rise in COVID cases because the Delta variant is spreading fast and because many people won't get the shot. Eric Frederick is with Mercy Hospital in Springfield, Missouri. He says many people think the pandemic is over.
I heard even on the news this morning, someone said, something post-pandemic. And I was like, we're not post. We're still in the middle of this.
There is hope for a breakthrough agreement on an infrastructure plan, fixing America's roads and bridges, among other things. A bipartisan group of senators will meet with the president at the White House today to talk about it. The Pentagon's top officer is passionately defending the military's approach to addressing racism. Here's our Sagar Magani.
At a House hearing, GOP lawmakers said the Pentagon's efforts are causing division and hurting morale, with Florida's Michael Waltz pointing to a specific West Point seminar
titled Understanding Whiteness and White Rage.
Joint Chiefs Chairman Mark Milley sees no issue.
I want to understand white rage, and I'm white.
In an extraordinary response, Milley's voice rose as he pushed back against Waltz and fellow Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz.
I personally find it offensive that we are accusing the United States military, our general officers, our commissioned, non-commissioned officers, of being, quote, woke.
Milley says the military must be exposed to unconventional ideas.
John McAfee, creator of McAfee antivirus software, has been found dead in his jail cell in Spain, an apparent suicide, hours after a Spanish court approved his extradition to the U.S. to face tax charges. This is AP News. Now to Britney Spears.
Singer Britney Spears has asked a judge in Los Angeles to end a court conservatorship that has overseen her personal and financial affairs for 13 years. Britney Spears once said the conservatorship likely saved her career, but now she considers it abusive. Spears gave a long, emotional, and sometimes profane speech by phone during a court hearing in Los Angeles. She says the setup is so restrictive that her conservators will not allow her to marry her boyfriend and have a baby. Spears' father played a major role as conservator, but she has pushed to have him removed. The conservatorship was put in place after Spears had public mental health struggles in 2008. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
Harrison Ford is taking a break from filming the new Indiana Jones movie after being injured on the set while rehearsing a fight scene, a shoulder injury. Harrison Ford is 78 years old. Filming is underway in the UK. The film's set to be released in July of next year. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.